Today's devotional is based on Amos 8, verses 1 to 14, and it was written by me, John Matthew. Bodies flung everywhere. This is the prophet's imagery of anger and judgment. It would be natural, and perhaps necessary, for us to question this imagery. To feel uncomfortable with a prophetic word of punishment that takes shape as physical violence. But Advent invites us to pause and ask all our questions. We not only look back to prophets like Amos, but we look ahead from their vantage point to the promised one, Jesus. So let's ask some questions. Why is God so angry in this discourse? In a word, oppression. Needy and poor people are being trampled by the rich. What little they have is being taken away from them by the merchants' corrupt and greedy business practices. We are invited to examine our own practices toward those who are barely able to survive. At whom is God angry? Specifically, the corrupt and oppressive ruling class within my people Israel. This is not an us versus them moment where some other nation or religion is being vilified. We are invited to consider how our families, our churches, our governments are treating the most vulnerable. How will God answer this grave injustice? It turns out not to be violence against bodies so much as spiritual devastation. Religious festivals will turn to mourning. Shaved heads and sackcloth will mark a time of famine. But it will be the absence of God's revelation, not a famine of food or water. We are invited to acknowledge the pain of God's absence in our own lives. And yet, Advent points us to something or someone beyond the famine. It will not be violence that topples injustice or lifts up the poor. As Mary would sing centuries later, God will scatter the proud and bring down the mighty from their thrones through a baby's humble birth. Let us pray. God, we must repent. Help us to see the ways we oppress people and peoples. If we must shave our heads or put on sackcloth, teach us the humility and give us the strength. And yet we look for the same hope as the most poor and vulnerable among us, that you are near to us and will lift us up. Amen.